with me, I have Brad Davis. And what is your title, Brad?
I'm Vice President of Hardware Product Management for Freedom Scientific.
And Brad and I just met the other day, and he was very eager to do an interview for ACB Radio. So welcome to what is probably your first visit to ACB Radio.
Thank you.
I wonder if you could talk a bit about the PacMate and tell us what's new, what's different, and just anything you'd like us to know about the PacMate.
Okay, thank you, Marlena. The new BX400 and QX400 series PacMates are based on the X-Scale processor. There is a 400 megahertz processor, and it is shipping with the Microsoft Mobile 2003, or what's often referred to as the Pocket PC 2003 operating system.
And what applications will we find on our PacMate?
Well, standard, we'll find the Microsoft productivity applications, which are slimmed-down versions of the desktop apps. So we've got Pocket Word, Pocket Excel. We have Pocket Outlook, which is shown on the PacMate as calendar, inbox, contacts, tasks, and notes. Pocket Internet Explorer, so you can explore the web. It ships with Windows Media Player 9 to listen to MP3s and various other, streaming Windows Media and so forth. And also supports Microsoft's desktop synchronization package, ActiveSync. So it's tightly integrated with your desktop.
So I can then sync my calendar and my inbox with my Microsoft Outlook on my PC, is that right?
That's correct. And if you don't have Microsoft Outlook on your PC, it comes in the box with PacMate. You have a licensed version of Outlook 2002 that just is in the box. And once you have set up your partnership with your PC, all you need to do is connect by either IR or USB, and it synchronizes seamlessly while you're working on your PacMate. On your desktop or your PacMate.
Can I also synchronize my tasks?
Actually, when you set up your partnership, you'll get a list of all the things that you are able to synchronize, and you will just check the checkboxes to say which items you want. So tasks, calendar, contacts. If you have 3,000 contacts that come from your company's mailing list, you don't have to bring all of those over into your PacMate, but you can. Or you can categorize them and just bring the ones that you want to take with you on the road. You don't have to bring all your ancient email across. You can say, just bring the last 2 weeks of my email across, or the last 5 days. You don't have to bring all your attachments across. You can say, just bring attachments of 200K or less.
Do I need to run an application between the PacMate and my desktop, or does it speak directly to my desktop?
I see, yeah. ActiveSync is on our companion CD. It's on the same CD that has the Outlook on it. So when you unpack your PacMate, you need to insert the companion CD, go to install, and install ActiveSync. Once ActiveSync is on your desktop, if you don't already have ActiveSync on your desktop, it will recognize the PacMate when it's connected.
So I can take my PacMate to any computer running ActiveSync, a standard available utility, and I can hook up. I don't need any special thing in the middle.
That's correct. That's correct. Any ActiveSync from 3.7 on will automatically recognize the PacMate. Now, if you go to your friend's computer, you'll be set up as you'll want to check the guest connection.
Sure.
But when, as a guest, you won't synchronize his calendar and email, but you can swap files and so forth.
Right.
And he could install a program that's on his computer onto your PacMate.
Well, that's great. Now, at the demonstration, which we also covered for ACB Radio, we saw the PacMate embossing through its IR port to a blazer and printing through its Bluetooth connection to a printer. Is that correct?
That's right. That's what we showed. The embossing is kicked off through our FSEdit word processing application on the PacMate. We have Pocket Word, but we added FSEdit primarily to offer the additional features like embossing. And all we added to do that was an adapter to the Blazer, which is available from actassist.com. It's a $49.95 adapter, goes on the parallel port, and offers an IR port for the user. Point the PacMate and hit the emboss menu item.
If I have the BX, that's the Braille model, correct?
That's right.
So if I have the BX, I can, in fact, Braille in grade 2 in FSEdit. Is that, am I right there?
Yes, yes. You can toggle, as a matter of fact, you can Braille in grade 2 in Pocket Word, in your email, in any application that where you have a multi-line edit field, you can Braille in grade 2 or grade 1 on the PacMate.
Okay, all right.
And you do that by just hitting S-Cord G to toggle your Braille grades.
Does the PacMate support computer Braille?
Yes.
Great. Now, is version 2 available now? Can people buy it?
The BXQX PacMates?
Yes.
Oh, yes. We've been shipping them since late December. And we have an upgrade on our website now, 2.01, that is a download. And it's a free upgrade. People can load it and upgrade their BXQX PacMates to the 2.01 version. The base unit PacMate is $2,395. That gets you the speech unit, and it's ready for Braille. And we call those the QX400 and the BX400. There's no cost difference between Braille or the QWERTY. To add a 20-cell display to that, you go to the BX420, and that's $3,795. And a 40-cell model for 40 would be $5,795.
What's the battery life?
Well, the battery life is really dependent on your usage profile. But let me start with, we babble the batteries down in test. We put it in a program that just continually runs speech. And then we put it in, put the Braille in, and we continually run the PacMate. And we babble them down in approximately 14 hours. Okay? And that's whether you've got Braille attached or not. Mm-hmm. If you're running Braille and speech together, you might see as much as a 10%, but not more than a 10% impact on battery life. So in normal usage, you can get a few days of use out of the PacMate. Mm-hmm. However, PacMate does support a lot of different peripherals from a lot of different third parties. And these third parties implement them with varying battery-saving techniques. So some Wi-Fi cards might drag that down quite a bit. We recommend first looking at socket communications for compatible peripherals because they implement very good battery-saving technology. But peripherals and other devices that you're running on the PacMate could drag it down.
If I lose my battery and I'm out at a meeting and my battery, I've been irresponsible, I haven't checked it, I haven't charged it, and it's gone,
mm-hmm.
Do I lose my data?
No, you don't. The PacMate will conserve your data for 72 hours from the time that it's decided not to work for you. Okay, so you get a critical low battery warning when you've got 30% of battery left, again when you've got 15% of battery left, and then when it goes to critical, you've still got 72 hours of battery life before you lose data. The 72-hour backup is there on the BNS and TNS PacMates as well. So if you do run down to the critical mode, you still have 72 hours to find a charger and plug in.
Great. That's good.
The other thing, let's see, there are some changes in Microsoft Mobile 2003. that people have been anxious for. One is spell checker in Pocket Word, spell checker in your email. And the new models have greatly enhanced audio output, and you'll find that using it as an MP3 player is a great feature as well.
Is it stereo?
Yes, it's full stereo output on the headsets.
So if I'm listening through the headsets, it's stereo, but if I'm listening through the speakers, it's a mono?
We have one embedded speaker.
Okay. Great. On Sunday last, I did a live call-in show from this very room, and I asked listeners to call with questions that they would ask the various vendors if they were able to be here. And there were several questions related to the millennium. What's the state of the millennium? Can people upgrade their millenniums?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we have a new upgrade that will be posted probably next week. Keep an eye on our website. We're releasing 4.5 for the millennium with a number of upgrades. A lot of the bug fixes that people have been asking for and enhancements that they've been looking for are now coming out in 4.5.
So there will be an upgrade to the existing millenniums.
Oh, yes, with new compact flash support and changes in email, support for long file names, just a long litany of improvements coming for the in 4.5.
Great. Is there anything that I haven't asked you, just in general, PacMate, Millennium, whatever, that you want to be sure that our listeners know about?
I would like our listeners to know about PacMateGear.com. We list compatible third-party software and hardware on the PacMate accessories page of the Freedom Scientific website. And those are the ones that we can get around to and certify. We have an active user community that is trying things as well and ranking their success. And that information is available on the user-run website, PacMateGear.com.
PacMateGear.com. Well, Brad, I appreciate this. We've had such a hard time with your busy schedule and my crazy schedule, and I'm awfully glad we were able to do this and make this happen.
And, well, thanks for inviting me. This was fun.
Well, we'll invite you again because many of our listeners are your customers, so I'm sure that I will receive email with, why didn't you ask this, and what about that? So I may pop up in your inbox.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks, Brad. For ACB Radio, this is Marlena Lieber, direct from CSUN 2004.